Massachusetts health insurers are now required to cover long-term use of antibiotics to treat Lyme disease. State legislators have made that into law, despite the objections of insurers and of the governor. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has the story.
Governor Charlie Baker vetoed the bill last week, citing medical uncertainty about whether long-term antibiotics for Lyme disease are safe and effective. But this weekend, both houses of the legislature overwhelmingly overrode his veto. Representative David Linsky of Natick, whose son had long-term Lyme disease symptoms, was a lead champion of the bill.
Effective immediately. If you have health insurance in Massachusetts, which certainly most people do, and a licensed physician in consultation with his or her patient feels that long-term treatment for Lyme disease is in order, your insurance company is required to pay for that treatment.
Linsky says virtually every Massachusetts lawmaker has been affected by Lyme disease in some way.
The public is very much aware of this, and this is an example of the legislature responding to requests from members of the public.
Massachusetts has one of the highest rates of Lyme disease in the country. Thousands of people here catch it from deer ticks every year. Most are cured with a short course of antibiotics, but some suffer from lingering symptoms, fatigue, joint pain, brain fog. How they should be treated is one of the most contentious issues in American medicine today. Massachusetts health insurers and several Massachusetts medical organizations came out against the Lyme disease bill. They warn that long-term antibiotics are dangerous to patients and could also contribute to the looming problem of drug-resistant superbugs. Dr. Ben Kruskal is the chief of infectious disease at Atrius Health.
Even though insurers are now required to pay for long-term antibiotic treatment for Lyme disease, patients should not really be asking for this. Treatments like this have been shown to have significant risk and in several trials to be unhelpful with the long-term symptoms that patients complain about.
A state analysis found the change will likely add only about 13 cents on average to annual health insurance premiums. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.